This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. We're back to Australia now to catch up with Claire Davis. Claire, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me back.
Claire, I find it quite interesting. You come from, as we've discussed previously, from a very strong swimming background. A lot of triathletes who I've spoken to that come from that sort of background have really struggled with the run, but you're a really good runner. Has it come pretty easy to you?
I wouldn't say it's come easy. I think just the finding a pace and running at that pace, I think a lot of that has... the swimming background has helped me with that, just being really balanced pace-wise. So, it hasn't necessarily been easy, but the endurance from the swim background has definitely helped it.
And from a joints perspective and that sort of thing, have you struggled with injury? Because obviously swimming's not weight-bearing, whereas running's very weight-bearing. Is that been an issue in your triathlon career so far?
I've had a few little niggles. I guess I was a 200-meter breaststroker swimming, so my knees and my hips probably aren't in the best shape that they could be. So I guess I'm pretty lucky in that respect, coming from that background, that I haven't had too much. A lot of it's I have a lot of plantar fasciitis issues, and I think that's just my technique's not that great, and so that's something I'm really trying to work on, is being a lot more efficient on the feet.
I mean, swimming efficiency in the water is key and getting your technique and your stroke right. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing on the run from that perspective. Obviously you are looking at it, as you say, but what is it that you're working on exactly?
Just sort of trying to be lighter on my feet, running a little bit close on my toes. I have, and this is probably from my breaststroke background, that my foot quite often... clips the calf on the opposite leg when I'm bringing my leg through, and that's when I know that I'm starting to get really fatigued if I'm clipping that calf. So just trying to be really conscious of that, and also just strength work. I'm in the gym a lot more, basically to improve this run technique.
As far as favorite workouts, what do you love doing?
My favorite run workout is actually a series of three sessions, that sort of three runs over in a period of 24 hours. So they kind of vary. Generally, one's an outside tempo run. One might be a bit of hill running. And then one will be a treadmill run. Sometimes it's speed. Sometimes it's on an incline. Or sometimes it's just, this is run at your target marathon pace. And so I can get up to around 30 kilometres within a 24-hour period. And I don't have any of the fatigue that I'd have in my body that... compared to what I would do if I had just gone out and run 30K. So I kind of like that 24-hour period, so that combination of the three sessions, because I know I'm going to get big volume, but I know I'm not going to hurt myself.
Okay, fantastic. And things that you've done over time to get better on the run, is there anything that you think, if you look back on your triathlon career, you think has given you the biggest gains?
When I started with my coach, I said to her, I think I can run a 3.5-hour marathon. I think I can run at 5-minute pace, and she said, okay, we'll do that and we'll start at that. And so we basically started running 10Ks at 5-minute pace and then increasing it. And so basically just found that marathon target and just built up to it, basically. And so, I do pretty much everything at that target marathon pace outside of specific intervals and efforts. But sort of if I was just told to go for a 45-minute run, it would be at marathon pace.
Interesting. And it's just reverse engineering the thing. And, you now have a sub-3:30 Kona marathon, which is nothing to scoff at.
Yeah, it was three Ironman attempts to get under that 3:30, but I guess to do it at Kona is not the easiest time to do it, a place to do it, so I'm pretty happy with that.
I'm sure you are. Well, Claire, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.